One Sunday afternoon, it must have been a year and a half ago, I was doing my rounds at Oakcrest, taking communion to people between the two services, those who are in rehab. And I visited with an older gentleman, and afterwards I came to find out that he was rather well known in the Protestant community there. But I didn't know much of him when I came in, but as soon as he started speaking, I could tell that he was a man of deep faith. And that is incredible to witness, but I have to admit that I feel a bit out of my element in caring pastorally for such a person. Especially at Oakcrest Rehab, where our relationship can be so fleeting. I mean, it only lasts a few minutes. And so I bring communion, and we share some words. I don't know his story, his background, what brought him there. And then I go on my way. What can I possibly do for him in a 5 to 10 minute visit? But then, as I sometimes do, I went through what some of the bulletin for the day said, and I shared what the scripture passage was, and I said what the hymns were, and I could see that he perked up a little bit when I said one of the hymns. It was the hymn, "My Lord, What a Morning." Maybe you know it. And so we sang it together. My Lord, what a morning, my Lord, what a morning, oh my Lord, what a morning, when the stars begin to fall. And he had a gorgeous voice, a voice that had clearly grown a little raspy with age, but you could tell that it was this gorgeous, deep bass voice, and tears were running down his face. And he shared that it was a child, that it was a childhood hymn that he had not heard in years. This man I had so little in common with, and yet, by the grace of God, we had this beautiful time of connection. It must have been so intimidating for these disciples of Jesus to strike out on their own, wondering how they could possibly connect with these strangers, how they would have to depend upon their hospitality, not knowing what they would find, and that they were sent to proclaim the life-changing good news of Jesus Christ that they had known so intimately, having journeyed with Jesus, and yet to communicate that, something that is so beyond words. How do you do that? The kingdom of God has come near, they were sent to proclaim. At least Jesus set some boundaries around that time, like my 5 to 10 minutes, which is intimidating, but also sometimes helpful. I can escape soon. Jesus limits their mission. They are to go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. These are people they should at least have more in common with. They share a common background. Though at first this seems perplexing, Jesus, you know, has made quite a reputation for himself by this time as someone who hangs out with the wrong people, right? In fact, those Gentiles and those Samaritans are precisely the kind of people that Jesus hangs out with. Why not continue that ministry and multiply the impact by sending out his 12 disciples? But again, he had them start with something smaller, something containable, something that they would be familiar with. And yes, the time would come, as we see through the Acts of the Apostles, to spread the news in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. But for now, their mission is limited. And I believe there is a beautiful message in that. You really don't have to do everything all the time. You don't have to be, as Paul was, all things to all people. You don't have to figure it all out right now. You don't have to take care of all of your grandchildren and your parents and find housing for your adult child and inspire your entire workplace to greater kindness and generosity. You don't have to lead your city to safety and new life and end the opioid crisis and mend our divided country and solve climate change and bring world peace and fix the healthcare system. You don't have to do it all right now. Yes, we should have urgency about these things. But know that when the time is right, God will provide all that you need. God will form points of connection where you least expected them, and you will find welcome where you had not expected it. And you too will see that the kingdom of God has come near. For now, find joy in what you do. Find peace in what you do. And wherever you find yourself, tell the story of God's love in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.